So we'll do a guided meditation, and then we'll have satsang. Okay, ready? Ishwara is who you actually are. This jiva is a so-called jiva. It's actually like a cell in Ishwara's body. Totally held in place by the laws of the whole, by the laws of the total. Maybe some wiggle room to the right and to the left. Imagine a cell going up the bloodstream. Some free will. But for the most part, contained as a cell, a part to the whole. If you recognize your body, your mind, your emotions, your aspirations, all as Ishwara, part and parcel of Ishwara, and you recognize your being, the me. Just gently focus on your own presence, the sense of self, this very self that I take myself to be in terms of my own being, and the one who is always present no matter what the experience happens to be. I am the constant. This self that is most intimate, that is me. If I recognize this self to be Brahman, to be the self of Ishwara, because just now focusing on your own presence, I can't objectify myself to become an object in the creation, as I can objectify all other experiences. In that way, I can't objectify myself because I am the subject, the non-objectifiable subject. Otherwise, there would be another subject objectifying me. Just focus on your own presence and see what happens when you try to objectify yourself, to make yourself into an object that you're aware of. It's actually a very beautiful meditation to try to do that. Because in attempting to objectify myself, becomes more and more focused on me, and I become more dominant in the mind, even though no objectification takes place. I am self-evident, constant, not an object within Maya, within this mithya creation. As my body is an object in Maya, my sense organs, my thoughts, my emotions, even the I thought, the ahankara, all are objectified, all are part of Maya, part of Bhagavan's dream, as though. Because I cannot be an object in time and space, I can only be one. I can only be one. Because I can't be divided by time or space. I can't be on the right side and on the left side. I can't be above or below, because I am free of space. Space belongs to Maya. So I am only one. One self. One conscious being. One being. Body, mind, sense organs. Just be aware of your body, your mind, and sense organs. It exists in space, in time. In Ishvara, part and parcel of creation. Not separate from it, included in it. Held by the infinite order of the creation. As is my body, so is your body, so are all bodies, so are all the animals, all the insects, all of the fish, all of the elements, every experience that we have, physical and subtle. All of them are part of this infinite manifestation that we call Ishvara, Ishvara's body. One self, one body, one infinite manifestation. An infinite manifestation of knowledge, as Swamiji will say. One self, one creation. I am the self of this body, mind, sense organs. Myself. I am the self of Ishvara, of the whole Maya and Padi, of the whole creation, one self. This body, mind, sense organs is my body. This infinite manifestation of creation is mine. The body, mind, sense organs exists in the total, which exists in me. This creation is an infinite manifestation of me, of knowledge. This body, mind, sense organs is a partial manifestation of this infinite manifestation of me. The creation is me. This body is me. This limited me, from the standpoint of the upadhi, belongs to the infinite me, from the standpoint of the upadhi. Means the jiva belongs to Ishvara, is part of Ishvara's body. Ishvara is me. It comes from me, is sustained by me, resolves into me. I am Ishvara, and I am the jiva. From the standpoint of myself, this is my creation, this is my body. This is my infinite manifestation of knowledge. This body, mind, sense organs is a limited manifestation of knowledge within the infinite manifestation of knowledge. This my body, mind, sense organs, that is me, belongs to, is taken care of by the total manifestation, which is me. The wave is part and parcel of the ocean. The laws of the ocean, the forces of the ocean, the tides of the ocean. Determine the course of the wave. The wave is part and parcel of the ocean, is taken care of by the ocean, is affected very much by the ocean, by the laws of the ocean. But the water that is the ocean is the water that is the wave. What if the wave decides, I want to make my own way? I am responsible for my own destiny. Let me carve out the path of my life. The wave will be fine when its desires are the desires of the ocean. When the desires of the wave are not in sync with the desires of the ocean, the wave becomes disappointed. The Jnani wave, realizing the truth of the wave and of the ocean is the one water. And that its wave form really belongs to the ocean, is subject to the ocean, is part of the ocean, which is nothing but myself. It surrenders to the ocean, not through any action, but through knowledge. That I am part of the ocean, taken care of by the ocean. I'm fine with the decisions of the ocean, because the ocean can't change or take away my nature, because my nature is its nature. I am the self of the whole creation, the very self of Ishwara is me. The creation is mitya, it has no being apart from me. I am its being. Enjoying myself, enjoying Ishwara, the Buddhi relaxes its controlling grip. interested as a jiva in what Ishwara does. Enjoy the laws of Dharma, which are Ishwara's laws. Free of raga dvesha, Ishwara's laws are spontaneous and natural. In the infinite intelligence and compassion of Ishwara. Behavior makes me feel sad or isolated. I look at the Dharma in terms of how I would want to be treated in this situation. And then treating the other in that way. The Dharma. Isolation disappears. Jnana Nishtha is that commitment to my knowledge. All beings back to Ishwara. Don't hang on. If they're in your prarabdha, they will stay. If they're not, they'll go. If it's in your prarabdha to have something, you'll have it. If it's not in your prarabdha to have it, you will not. With what you have. Swamiji said, be happy with what you have. Be grateful for what you have. Because what you don't have is infinite. Focus on your own presence. Be your son.